Oh, there's Ghost Head Soup. They're back on. Good. Excuse me.
Material. If you are easily offended, please change the station now. This program's views and opinions may not be the views and opinions of this station.
Everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. This is The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. My name is Mike.
And I'm Nate.
And let's get right into this. Our guest tonight, she's a member of Ghost Head Soup. She is also involved with Paranormal Kicks Cancer, which we'll talk about later. And she's got something coming up, too. She's got a new adventure, endeavor, I guess you want to call it. She's got, she wants to talk to us about tonight. Please welcome to the show, Laura Redmond. Hi, Laura. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Not a problem. I stalk people on Facebook and I say, please come on my show. And I don't quit until they come on the show. So
he's very That's good okay. at it, apparently, because I've gotten one guest so far.
Oh, stop.
He's like a bulldog, this guy.
So. Whatever. Well, I guess the main question is, I mean, for those that are listening that don't know what Ghost Head Soup is, what is Ghost Head Soup, Laura?
Ghost Head Soup are a bunch of guys, one girl, I'm the newbie, that wanted to have a group where everybody's equal part. They share their ideas. They try and explore new ways of contacting the dead with different kinds of equipment, and they want to show that to everybody and have everybody give it a try. Let them know what you got. Instead of it being a giant pissing match in the field, which I'm sure you know it is at times,
oh, yeah.
You know, this place is mine. And no. They all came together from leaving another group where there was, you know, ego and I want my name on everything, and they just said no. And that's kind of how the name came up, from an old story called Stone Soup, where two guys come to town, they've got no food, no one will feed them, they start a pot of boiling water and they throw a stone in it, and one by one the people come along and they throw something in it, and before you know it, they've got a great big meal that everybody contributed to. And one of the guys, Mark, is a huge Rolling Stones fan. And that album, Goat Head Soup, which I didn't even know about.
Yep.
That's kind of how the name came together. So, you know, they like to have a good time and have a lot of fun. And I love the fact that they took a new person in and that it was a girl, you know.
Yeah.
And me, of course. But yeah, so that's how that came about.
How long have they been together as Ghost Head Soup?
Oh, gosh, Ghost Head Soup, I see you in the chat room. I don't know. It's been, I want to say, 6-7 years, I think. Can you guys type in there?
Yeah, Ghost Head Soup, if you want to type, you're in the chat room. I see if you want to answer that question. And if anybody has any questions for Laura tonight, join us in the chat room and click on the listen and chat and pop some questions up there. We'll read them on the air for her.
Don't actually pop the question. Yeah, that could be embarrassing.
Oh, brother.
Please don't.
Is it going to be one of these nights, Nate? Really?
Yeah. Well, we're exploring the lighter side of the paranormal. I got to deliver what you've promised to the listeners.
Oh, my God. 2011. Yeah, 2011, it says. So 3 years? Yeah.
Wow. I thought it was longer than that.
I've been on the website, and I think it's kind of funny or interesting the way you guys have the website set up. You got, you know, add 5 paranormal people and a pinch of salt, or and then you got the spoons. Mm-hmm.
the recipes and the spoons.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. How did you become involved with them? Did you, I mean, you met them and you just thought, like, yeah, this is a great thing to see if I can get into, or...
Well, they have a lab that they meet at once a month, and they call it that because the location that they meet at, the proprietors don't want it known. They don't want to let people in there and have it become some haunted attraction. It's a has a completely separate function. And they invited me to a meeting, and it was for Paranormal Kids with Cancer. It was kind of to the, get that word out a little bit. And, you know, I just kind of was intrigued by what they did and went on a few investigations together, a few gatherings, and they asked if I wanted to be a part of it. And so I didn't even hesitate. I'm like, heck yeah.
What got Laura Redmond involved with the paranormal? What did you have your own experience, or kind of like when the shows came on, did you get more involved in the paranormal and thought, yeah, this is something I want to give a shot?
Well, I did have experiences. The first one was when I was a young teen and I was in a Catholic school, and you know, you share that with your mom or a member of the school, Catholic school, you're going to hell. You know, you don't talk about it. So never did anything more about it. A few years later, had a really much more influential experience. And this guy said, nah, don't worry, that's just my mom. And hung around him a lot and became a real good friend. And wherever I was with him, his mom was there, and she always let you know it. So, of course, we were always on our best manners, no cussing, you know, no feet on the coffee table because we knew mom was around.
Yeah.
And it went to a lot of cemeteries. It was kind of my little sanctuary, my little safe place, if you will. And then, you know, got married, had babies, kind of didn't have time for it. And I'm an empty nester now. And I don't really remember how I stumbled. It was when I got hooked up with Chips, and I had never been a part of a formal team, just, you know, Ouija board, experimenting with a friend, that kind of thing. And I had a lot more free time on my hands, so that's how I got involved with the group.
Is it true that you like Zach from Ghost Adventures?
Is it true that I like Zach from Ghost Adventures?
That's
my
gossip in the chat room.
That is Ghost Head Soup. They put up, she likes Zach from Ghost Adventures.
Is that the real reason you got involved in the paranormal?
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm going to kick those guys' butts. No,
it must be true.
I do not like Zach from Ghost Adventures.
Was it the hair or the shirt?
I'm not a big fan. I like the show now, but it's television. It is what it is.
It is what it is. You know? Have you been involved in any of the television shows? I didn't find anything like a My Ghost Story or Paranormal Witness.
I will tell you, I appeared in 2 episodes of My Ghost Story. They were not my stories. I just happened to be there when these folks caught the evidence they did, and they contacted My Ghost Story on their own. 12 hours of filming, and if you blink, you will miss me flipping my hair back where you can see my tattoo and my bra strap. That's it for the one episode.
Oh, jeez.
At least it was good footage, right?
The other episode, all you hear is us doing an EVP session, but you hear me ask the question, and then you get the results. But I was like, that's my voice. I didn't even know.
And you didn't know it.
That's my television.
Yeah, you didn't know at the time that you were only going to be on for a split second and then have some voice. You thought, oh, I'm going to be on this episode, and...
Oh, yeah, I had people over. My girlfriends were out of town, and we Skyped through the TV for them because they couldn't get the channel, and we had food, and I'm like, well, there it is, 3 seconds.
Wow. What was your, I guess what I want to ask you is what I've been asking guests that have been on the show, because, you know, people that have been on there have had really bad experiences as far as the story not coming out the way it should have. You guys are being told to say things a certain way. Did you have that any kind of issue like that when you were
out there? No, not a one. Okay. To me, the most interesting part was reenacting the scenes, such as we had to make shadows on the wall, and I was the tallest one there, so I got to do the walking back and forth while they experimented with lighting. You know, they fake the daylight hours. They have lights outside and these big, I don't know what you call those things photographers use for the lighting. But no, they never once said, okay, let's do that again. put more enthusiasm in your voice. None of that.
Okay. Well, it's good. I mean, it's good to hear a positive one, because I've probably 99% of the people I've talked to that have been on those shows, the experience was not very positive for them. I mean, I've heard everything from it's not even what the investigation was supposed to be, or just totally flip-flopped the investigation and made them say things that had nothing to do with it.
I think when they're doing the actual interview in L.A. and they're telling their ghost story, I know that that's a whole lot different than the filming part of the reenactments. The part where they're being interviewed in L.A., I firmly know that they tell you, okay, say it again with more enthusiasm. Open your eyes. I know those are not fun. But as far as filming the reenactment of the evidence that we caught, no, it was just all done in one take, and that was it.
Can you talk about that the episodes at all, or is it...
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the names. One was with... was with Marsha Mack and Chuck Kennedy. They did an episode, and I happened to be there when we caught the evidence. So they were the stars of the show, and those are the two that were flown out to be interviewed. A very good episode. It was a haunted house in Naperville, and I have investigated it many times. Dr. Chuck Kennedy was living there at the time, and he had a boy spirit there that interacted with him frequently. And Dr. Chuck is a nurse. His doctorate is not in medical, but he had equipment there to train people how to, you know, push a wheelchair and how to get people in and out of wheelchairs, and he would teach people. Oh, the little Christopher, the little spirit boy, apparently liked the wheelchair, and Chuck got it on tape of the wheelchair being moved, and he has tried every which way, and the filming crew tried as well to reenact it, and they couldn't. So I wish I knew the name of the episode. I don't, but it was a haunted Naperville home. What? And the wheelchair was the big evidence. So if somebody researches that on YouTube, I'm sure they'll find it.
That's interesting, because there's a bit of a phobia. I don't know what you would call it, but some people, particularly my wife, are terrified that wheelchairs are going to come to life and chase them. I think it stems from that. That George C. Scott movie, The Changeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, the antique creepy wheelchair. My wife is terrified of antique wheelchairs because of that movie.
Well, I know what I'm getting her for her birthday. Didn't she just have a birthday?
Yeah, you're gonna have to save it for our anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, how interesting! I mean, I'm afraid of clowns and spiders, you know, but not wheelchairs.
What about a clown in a wheelchair? That could be a double whammy.
That would be bad, probably.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I don't like that.
But the
other episode was with two young boys, Tyler and. Oh my gosh, his name's escaping me. Jeez. What's the name of their group? Expedition Apparition. They did a My Ghost Story at a former funeral home in Joliet, and Joliet, Illinois, and that's the one where you just hear my voice asking the question during the EVP session.
Oh.
Joe and Tyler. That's it. Joe and Tyler, Expedition Apparition.
Joe Perry and Steven Tyler? Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Smith was there.
No wonder there were wheelchairs.
Oh man. So my question
for these guys are killing me in the chat room.
They are. Should I ask that question or not?
Yeah, you can.
Well, the first question is, do you remember what season the My Ghost Story was? That'll make it a little bit easier to find. Was it like season 3?
Oh, goodness. It was last year. I'm not a follower of that show, so I don't even know how many seasons they did. But I know it was last year that we watched them, and they came out just a few months after the filming.
Okay.
I don't know. Ghost Head Soup Guys, Dean, Dean was over at my house when we watched it. He might remember what season that was, because I honestly don't know. It was pretty recent, though.
Okay. Well, did you ever make it to Robert's Island? And what about this Yvette impression that you...
Well, what they're referring to is a place called Tinker Swiss Museum and Cottage.
I've heard of it.
Tinker Swiss Cottage. It's in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah.
And we've done several presentations there and also investigated it a lot. And we wanted to experiment one night. Robert Tinker was a bit of a ladies' man. Apparently, he owned an island off of Rockford somewhere, whatever that river is going through it, and he would take his little concubines out there. So my very first time in the house with the guys, it's dark, never been there, don't know my way around, didn't get a tour beforehand, you know. So we decided that I was going to pretend to be one of his love interests looking for him. So they're filming me walking around his house, calling for him, Robert, Robert, darling. And somehow as I'm acting, I'm not a good actress, I become a little bit English. So it's like, Robert, where are you? Are there any astral beings present? You know, it was comical. We had a little bit of, evidence. We had some strange things happen, but it was a fun experiment. But yeah, for some reason, I kind of went English, and I don't know why.
And they decided to call it Yvette, huh?
Yeah, well, we do have every intention of doing a Most Haunted parody where I will play Yvette with the heavy eyeliner.
Most Haunted. Thank goodness that show ain't on the air anymore.
Oh, that one was a great show. I mean, fake, we know, but still, the characters... It was one of the originals.
I think that was one of the first shows to champion the "Oh my God, I'm scared because what I'm looking for is here" reaction. You know, you spend like 20 minutes trying to contact this thing or get some evidence, and the moment anything happens, you run screaming like a sissy Mary out of the room.
I think exactly, they were the originators screaming of that. Like a schoolgirl,
kind of like Ghost Adventures.
No, they're more of a "Oh my God, bro!"
They're kind of,
and then they kind of run. Yeah,
then they flex.
Oh yeah, they flex while they run, so they look tough.
It's kind of like a dude, run! It's like
yes,
that
like the Brian Harnois.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, tell us about Tinker Swiss Cottage. What's the story behind Tinker Swiss Cottage? I've heard about it. I've heard about a little bit of the background, if you want to fill us in, there's more that you know than what I know. You probably do.
Well, I'm not the historian of the group, Tim and Dean, but it was a very wealthy family who had this home built, and it is magnificent. The interior is all custom done. The wood carvings are intricate and beautiful, and everything in that house is actually the Tinker's stuff. I mean, that's the Tinker family's butter knife on the kitchen table. You know, their china, their doilies, their furniture is all theirs. Whereas if you go to see Abraham Lincoln's house, that's all stuff that's been donated. But none of that's Lincoln stuff. Except for, I think, his desk is the only thing original. But the Tinkers, you know, they were very wealthy. It's built right next to the Sock Monkey Factory. And
there is such a place?
Sock Monkey Factory?
There is.
And it's in America?
It doesn't run anymore, but they made the sock monkeys.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I imagine small Chinese children make those now, unfortunately. So
I'm sure. And it's built on Indian burial grounds are there. There's also railroad track, and then you've got this river running through it. So you've got, and limestone. So you've got all the makings for a good location to be haunted. But from what we've gathered through our experiments, and it's mostly the guys, because they were doing this way before I came along, is that the Tinkers, and this is from medium psychics, they love showing off their house. They love to have parties, and you know, there's a parlor, and they love to entertain, and they love the guy, Steve Literal, who takes care of the place, and you know, he sets up events, and the Tinker family just is tickled pink that people come and still ooh and ah over all their lovely items. So it's a very friendly place. Many deaths were in the home. There's one room that was used for the viewing. And we have a great EVP on our website where a couple of the guys are calling for Mr. Tinker. Robert, come down here to join me. And I think Dean makes fun of him and says it might take him a while. He's got, you know, got a wooden leg after all. And you get, I'm here. So we always come away with some kind of evidence from that place, always. But, you know, as far as what the family did and the functions, I'm not good at remembering all that stuff. I'm not even going to lie, you know. But if you ever get a chance to go in there and investigate or to go to their events, I highly recommend it because it's a really, really neat place.
Yeah, I'd like to get down there and check that place out because I've heard about it before. I don't remember exactly where, but we talked about Tinker Swiss maybe last year when...
I think that was on the previous show.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That I'll warn Kelly. You know, Rockford, Illinois is not a very nice place to visit. It's really, and it's located in a really bad neighborhood.
Oh.
But the grounds, the home, the museum, I mean, they're beautiful.
I think I've been to Rockford once. I went to a haunted house, not an actual haunting, but a Halloween haunted house, and I think a guy with a chainsaw chased me. I'm not entirely sure he was an actor.
If I tell him I know Cheap Trick, does that make my chances better of surviving?
Possibly.
Well, you will hear gunshots. I hear gunshots a lot when I'm there. So, but, you know, on the upside, it's a really beautiful place.
I'm just happy we found out about the Sock Monkey Factory because that's why that explains why this friend of mine in Decatur, Illinois, inexplicably has a sock monkey collection.
Or maybe that's kind of creepy.
I think it was bestowed upon him. He got one time as a gag gift, and they kept coming, and then he eventually embraced the insanity, and now he has a house full of sock monkeys. It's the danger of knowing me, I think.
The guy just typed that Tinker Swiss Memorial Cottage or whatever, it was on Ghost Hunters. Mark Schwabe in our group, he actually won the chance, not won, but they picked him to interview about some of our evidence. So there is an episode of it. And I believe that's 2013. It aired in October of 2013.
Okay. Yeah, I see a couple things on here. One says November 9th, 2012, Christopher was here.
Oh, God, I'm not even...
Lighthouse Senior Services Caregiver Institute. And there's a Roaming Ghosts of Joliet from December 7th, 2012, private residence, formerly Blackburn Funeral.
For those who may be confused...
That's the Joe and Tyler.
For those not in the chat room, what's going on is Ghosthead Soup is giving us the nitty-gritty, the missing details on some of these stories. So they're giving they're giving us the notes under the table, the cue cards, if you
Good.
Will.
Those guys are great. See, that's what I love about them. I don't have the knack for details and the history. They do that, and I've gotten quite lazy because I know they do that, so I kind of don't have to. But I'm really glad that they were able to tune in tonight.
Hey, I know what you mean. I love the history aspect of all this. I look into it, but I can't remember specific dates. I'm usually pretty good with names. But when somebody asks me, well, what year was that place built? And 1890, I kind of trail off. It's really the best I can manage.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Nate is an author. He has a book, and he's working on a second. And he also does a ghost tour in the town that we live in, which is West Bend, Wisconsin.
Cool.
Yes, and luckily my wife is usually she's not really a guide, but she kind of does crowd control, and when someone asks a specific date, I just refer to her. She's my lifeline, if you will.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Let's take a quick bottom of the hour break, and we'll come back and ask you some more questions, get into some stuff like paranormal kicks cancer. What else we got here? We got a haunted school to talk about. Even Laura's thoughts on miscarriage and the paranormal. We will discuss that after the break. You are listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. ¶¶
Hello everyone, my name is Derek White Sky Cloud. I'm a psychic medium and paranormal investigator, and I do have a radio show called Between Two Worlds Radio on Z-Talk Radio. Z-Talk, I'm on Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. I would love to have you folks join us in the chat room. I would love to hear you there. On the go and missing another one of your favorite Z-Talk shows? Now you don't have to. Simply go to the Google Play Store on your Android phone and download the Z-Talk Radio app. The best part is, it's absolutely free. That's Z-Talk Radio, only found in your Google Play Store on your Android phone. Download it today.
That's the sound of your classmate forwarding a picture from your profile to everyone he knows. Some guys posting graphic comments about your body. And worst of all, your dad seeing a photo of you topless. All because of the time you posted those pictures on your profile. Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people.
Visit CyberTipLine.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the second half of the first hour on the Strange. Nate's got this look on his face. He's got this shit-eating grin.
The second half of the first half of the show is now commencing. You didn't lie to the listeners.
I didn't. But then I looked over by you and you were like lit up like it was Christmas morning.
Like, look, Mike's struggling. This is great.
This is great. I suppose Kelly will say I did that as well, but she's lying. When we had our show together. Hi, Kelly.
Kelly's in the chat.
Our guest tonight, tonight is Laura Redmond from Ghosted Soup. And I guess my next thing that I want to talk to you about is Land of Lincoln Paranormal. What is that all about?
Land of Lincoln is a group that actually Dean Thompson of Ghosted Soup started prior to Ghosted Soup forming its own group. These guys all came from another group. And they left for various reasons. So Dean started at Land of Lincoln Paranormal. However, Ghosted Soup came into being very quickly, so he really just didn't do anything with it. And I don't know, out of the blue, just recently, I just got a bug up my butt and started doing a Facebook page. And the idea behind it is we want it to be a community paranormal group. Anybody can be a member. We're going to various places that have an Abraham Lincoln connection in whatever way, doing the history on it, going to the town, getting to know the folks. If you have an opportunity to do an EVP session or a little hunting of any kind, we want you to do it. Let us know about it. Let us post the evidence and just kind of have a historical, fun, hopefully paranormal journey along the way. You know, I've never seen any groups kind of do a community thing like that. Yeah. And I thought it would be interesting. And we recently had a family come up to the haunted schoolhouse, which I'll tell you about in a little bit. It was two boys, teenage boys, and their parents looking for something to do that's different. They didn't have a whole lot of money and time during spring break because of the boys' schedule. And they were totally digging it. They were loving the history. They were loving the Ovilus 3 even more, but it just seemed like, wow, I wonder if there's more families that would be looking for something like that to do. So that's kind of what, I mean, we're new, just starting out. But hey, if it takes off, awesome. If not, yeah, it was a fun try, you know?
Yeah, and that's...
But just kind of looking at it from a different side of view, you know, the ghosts of Abraham Lincoln and learning some history along the way.
Is that located in Springfield then? Are you guys based out of there, or are you based...
No, we're based out of Alden, Illinois.
Okay.
Way up north.
Okay.
But that's the beautiful thing about it, is that Abraham Lincoln has been all over the place. So, you know, if you go to Springfield with your kids and you want to try a little EVP session and you get something, you know, that kind of thing. Lincoln was everywhere, so the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Well, there's reports that his funeral train still, you know, follow the route from, I believe it's Washington up through New York and that, and then like Ohio. And
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
Ooh.
So that's the whole premise behind that. Something fun for everybody, hopefully, you know.
What are your thoughts on, well, you kind of touched on it just a little bit, paranormal unity. Do you believe there is such a thing as paranormal unity? Can there ever be such a thing as paranormal unity?
I would like to believe there can be or will be, but I don't ever see it happening. Egos just get so inflated and in a field where there's no monetary reward. These people doing my ghost story, they don't get paid. They get a free plane ticket and like
hotel
$20
room
a day or $40 a day to eat.
Yeah.
In a hotel room. You know, I don't understand it, but that was, you know, so one of the reasons I left my former group, and the same reason Ghost Head Soup started. It just, it's like, come on. So no, I don't believe in the unity. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about this whole, you know, all the fighting that goes on in the paranormal community, but I've found out the best way to be oblivious to it is to never come out of your room. That's what I do. I mean, like, I literally have...
We talked an eight through the window.
It's true. I've had like one altercation with one lady from another group. I don't remember the name of the group. But Mike here shared something on the Paranormal Investigation and Research Society's Facebook page. It was an article about black-eyed children, I think it was. And this this one woman, she started lambasting us because we are promoting the belief in these things that aren't real. And it was a discussion post. and I just like, well, I think he just wanted somebody to, you know, like, oh, what do you guys think about this, you know? And it turned into like this 20 post thing.
Oh yeah.
I was just like, what happened here?
And I missed the whole damn thing. I
did.
Came on it and it was already taken off
the
page.
She came back and deleted all her posts while Mike was, you know, out grabbing a sandwich or something. He started the whole mess. He missed the whole thing.
I did.
So
I'm a trouble.
That's another way to
avoid
paranormal dramas. Go get a sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
post something and run.
Stay in your room or leave your room to go get a sandwich. And
that's right.
You'll miss all of it.
Yeah, so, I love the Facebook drama. It's just,
oh my god!
You know, grab your popcorn, sit back and watch if you're bored. You know, it's incredible.
Yeah,
I found out the block button works wonders.
It's kind of died down a little bit.
Yeah,
I think like 2 years ago it was really, really crazy, or even last summer it was really crazy for a while. But it's kind of died down a little bit. I did see a little altercation between Ghost Adventures and what was the guy's name from GHI? Rob Demarest.
Really?
Yeah, they kind of went back and forth a couple weeks ago about something. And
Battle of the Bros.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did anyone push the other one and say, come at me, bro? I imagine that would happen 9 or 20 times.
Well, I don't know.
Possibly.
I mean, I saw Ghost Hunters live at, there's a theater in downtown Milwaukee called the Riverside Theater, and I saw them a couple years back. And, yeah, they kind of took some shots at Ghost Adventures when they were there. So, I guess there's always been some kind of bad blood between the two teams. I don't know.
And you know what? They're both on television. They're both making money. They should just shut their mouths when it comes to the other teams if they have nothing nice to say.
Exactly.
You know, don't start it up. You're setting a bad example for all the young kids. Because let's face it, with all these shows, there are so many children that are getting into this ghost hunting. And I want them to have good examples, but I guess it's just like in sports. There's good examples and bad examples, so well, you can't get away with it.
Yeah, I remember even way back in the early days of the show, Grant and those guys would kind of go make ribs on Most Haunted. So, yeah, it's been going on for a long time. So, but
Yep.
You have that in any community, though, so it's not like the paranormal. It has an exclusive ride on that. So,
well, in my opinion,
that's true.
The television shows have kind of peaked as far as the paranormal goes. They're kind of on a downtrend now.
Yeah, it seems like it's all gone cryptozoology presently.
Yeah, now it's all ancient aliens and finding Bigfoot's foot.
And mockumentaries about megamouth sharks that they don't label as mockumentaries.
And tornado sharks.
The mermaid specials that they pretend are real.
Sharknado. When are they going to have, like...
I think Sharknado is a real documentary. That actually happened, I think.
That did happen.
It did.
When? See?
1890.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. Thanks for putting up with us, Laura.
Hey, it's been a blast.
Sharknado. Well, the point I was trying to make is, since the peak of these paranormal shows, do you see, like, a downtrend now in groups? I mean, do you see, like, not as many groups? A lot of the groups have kind of trailed off now. I mean, some of the groups that
I've noticed, at least on social media, the groups not posting as much and not putting themselves out there. I mean, I met a guy Saturday, I was at a function, didn't know him, heard him telling a ghost story. So I listened and he saw me listening and he goes, "Oh, I'm a ghost hunter." And I'm like, "Well, I am too." We talked, excuse me. I went on his page. He hadn't posted anything since like January of this year. So I see a decline that way. and then plus, you know, I don't know if this has anything to do with it or not, but you know, Rue and I both live in tough climates. It's like now the warm weather's here, I'm hardly on Facebook. So that may be the case too. People just aren't putting it out there, trying to avoid drama.
Yeah, I think social media has gotten to the point where people are getting exhausted. I know today I opened my Facebook app and my phone, apparently they're rolling out some new feature on the Android app where they'll allow you to, for your friends to GPS locate you when you're nearby to them.
What?
You're kidding.
I know. I mean, you can decide who sees this, who doesn't, or you can leave it completely turned off, but I only want people to find my exact whereabouts when I'm stranded, you know, in a wilderness setting, you know,
when you need help. Exactly.
Exactly. Like when my single engine plane has went down over, you know, somewhere in the wilds of Malaysia, that's when I want that feature. Until that point, I can just check in on Foursquare if I want them to know about the Brewers game, you know. So
what about the people that were on that flight in the China or something, and they never found them?
I
never found a plane.
I don't think they found them yet.
Oh,
how the hell can that be?
I don't know.
It was a Malaysia jet, wasn't it?
Air Malaysia, yep. I think it was, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, I mean, when you really think about a plane may be big, but when you consider how big it is compared to the ocean where they vanished, you know, I mean, who knows? They might have sank into some deep trench never to be seen again.
That's just crazy.
Or maybe they were rescued by the Atlanteans. We'll never know.
That could be.
It's possible.
It is.
It's probably not possible here. But.
Okay. Well, all right, let's get into this subject because I talked to Laura through Facebook, the evil Facebook, and I messaged her and asked her if there was any topics she wanted to discuss. And this was one that she brought up. And I found it very, very interesting because I had never heard anybody talk about this subject before. And what I guess I would like to ask you, Laura, is what are your thoughts or is there a connection between miscarriages and the paranormal?
Well, miscarriage is a very touchy subject. I've suffered from them. I know many, many friends have. And one day, it just kind of occurred to me, and I did discuss this with a well-known medium friend of mine, and she looked at me and she said, "Exactly." And I went, "Whoa," it was kind of powerful. You know, do you believe, I'm not going to ask you, do you, but some people believe that you come back to life many times, that you pick your parents, you pick the life lessons you're going to learn. And I kind of think that a miscarriage is the result, of course, if we know it's not physical, I'm saying, of a soul who has picked his parents, picked his life's journey, but then backed out for whatever reasons. And that is why so many women suffer from miscarriages when there's nothing wrong with their health, their pregnancy, they ate, they take very good care of themselves, there's no medical reason why they lost the baby. And so I mentioned that on another show once. I got some positive feedback, and one woman in particular, she told me that I helped her heal. She now knows it was nothing that she did wrong. She didn't lay on her stomach. She didn't bad waters, eat the wrong kind of food, that it was just the soul saying, I'm not ready yet to come back. And to me, it's pretty astounding if you can make one person stop grieving over the loss of a child. I mean, I felt really good about it. And I actually, this is a little touchy too, but I lost a son who was stillborn. And there was medically no reason why he should have died. And a medium that I had just met, who's very, very good, and him, he, that son you lost, and he didn't know I lost the son. And I said, yes. He goes, you'll see him again. You'll know him before your time here on earth ends. You will know him again. Okay. And I am going to be a grandmother in August.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So thanks. I'm very excited. The situation isn't ideal, but hey, babies are a blessing. So anyway, that's just my thoughts on the paranormal and miscarriages. And if it helps anybody else be comforted a little bit, you know, I would be really happy. That would put a big smile on my face. And nobody ever talks about it. So hopefully it'll be a subject that more and more people will be aware of, for the fact that it maybe helped, maybe it'll help another woman's heart heal, you know?
Yeah.
So
one of the things I did notice when you started talking about that just now was that I remember on Ghost Hunters, Amy was pregnant, Amy Brewery. Mm-hmm. And towards the end of her pregnancy, she was not on the show. And I'm just wondering if that might have had something to do with it. They were afraid that, you know, they were concerned that, you know, she might get scared or something, and next thing you know, she's having a miscarriage. I don't know.
No. I know she had the baby.
Yeah, she did.
I believe
yep.
It was more, they do a lot of flying and traveling, and at the end of your pregnancy, it's not safe to do that.
Okay.
She needed to stay close to home, I'm sure. I mean, I don't know her personally, but I've been pregnant, and I know what the doctors tell you, and there comes a certain point where they don't let you get on a plane. There's no sitting for long terms, you know, that kind of thing. Plus, she needs a bathroom every 5 minutes, so
that's true.
Just not work out.
Well, that could be her. She could have, you know, just asked for that seat, the bathroom, on the plane. I'll just stay in the can the whole time.
ask for a special seat belt.
You know,
seat.
There's bathrooms in all those places. Oof.
Nice, and a changing crib, and put that in the bathroom too. And oh my God,
they could have put a little EMF detector in the baby's hand once it was born.
No.
She could have joined the team.
Instead of a silver spoon, it's a silver...
Instead of giving the kid a rattle, she could have just gave him a digital thermometer or something, you know?
There you go.
First words out of the kid, cold spot. She said cold spot. Oh, boy.
I know, my grandbaby have all kinds of ghostly-related toys and shirts and stuff from grandma, that's for sure.
Is your child involved in the paranormal as well or no?
I have two kids, and the one I've been speaking about, the son, no, he's not at all. He's terrified. My okay. daughter is a big non-believer, and I took her ghost hunting several times. And we were at a cemetery, and we caught an EVP. We played it back. We heard a woman screaming through the computer. She did not scream when we were there at that cemetery. She also had a couple other personal experiences. She believes now, but she is a student, works full time. She's a student at Northern Illinois University. She just has the time for it. So she's not involved anymore, is what I'll say.
Okay. Sounds fair. Paranormal Kicks Cancer. How did you become involved with that? Is that something that you personally started, or is that a group that you...
I didn't start it. It was an idea out of a group of folks in Florida. And one guy named Tom Anthony wanted to start it, and he contacted me because of my geographic location, thought it would be successful if I ran one. And there were three other states, I think four states did it all at the same day at the same time. And the thought process behind it was one of a close paranormal friend's father had passed from cancer, and they wanted to do something charitable. And they're all ghost hunters. And so we thought, well, maybe we can bring ghost hunters together, a.k.a. no drama, for a common cause that touches everybody. You know, everybody knows someone with cancer that's died from cancer. So the idea was really great. I had a lot of wonderful help. I had my former teammates from CHIPS help, a few other teams. I had the Paranormal Cops were my headliners at the first one. We raised way more money than I thought we would. Of course, holding events costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
And when I started it, I also was in the middle of being tested for breast cancer. I had to have a lump removed. And so my mother's a breast cancer survivor, so it was very near and dear to me. And it was really fun, but it is a lot of work. And I've done it 3 years in a row now. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do an event this year or not. We're talking about it. But it is a great fundraiser, and everybody did come together. There was no drama. There was no gossip. Just, you know, good information. The American Cancer Society, some of us had luck with them. Some others didn't. While I couldn't get a representative out there, I was able to get a ton of pamphlets and leaflets and receipts and things for people to display. So that was really good. And like I said, Ron Fabiani and Austin Weinstock, they have a band together called Open Key.
Yep.
Yeah, so they played, very nice guys, took time out of their days and schedules, you know. And last year it was very low key. I joined with another conference in Rockford. The year before that, we held it at the Barton Building in Peoria as part of that Peoria Insane Asylum. All those hospitals down there, former hospitals. So we got to do a really good ghost hunt afterwards. That was cool. And Chris Fleming and Jory Ann, the coffee psychic, were a part of our guest speakers. And I got to say, everybody, you know, you mentioned the C word. People come out. They donate. They buy your stuff. You know, so it's been a really great ride, and I hope to continue to do it.
So how are you as far as your bill of health? Good?
Yep, it's all good. It was benign. I just have to have mammograms, you know, more often and get my checkups, and I do, and, you know, we'll go for that. I mean, we've got one of our members, Dean, his brother was diagnosed with lung and bone cancer 3.5 months ago, and it was really bleak, wasn't looking good. We got word 2 weeks ago that he's 90% cancer-free. And he's going back to work. So
that is awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, it really is awesome, you know. Anyway, that's why I do that. And like I said, I hope to continue to do it. It's for a good cause, and we get para-unity for one day.
Yeah.
So.
Ron Fabiani, do you happen to know personally, is he still doing things in the paranormal field, or is he out of the paranormal field now? Because I haven't talked to him. He used to be on Facebook. I used to be friends with him, and I haven't heard anything or seen anything in a while, so I don't even know if he's on Facebook anymore.
He still has a Facebook page. He's rarely on it, as all the guys are rarely on it now. They were not doing anything paranormal for television. I know they still got calls to investigate. How much of that they did, I really couldn't tell you. I haven't talked to Ron for about a year. Ron Fabiani, I think he's got 3 ex-wives, 4 kids, and he's a full-time police officer, so he's a busy man. And that was really a tough thing for him to schedule to do that show. And do you know the reason why they quit doing the show?
I know it only lasted one
season.
I'm going to
guess 3 ex-wives.
I'm going to guess ratings. I don't know.
No, the reason, this goes back to the television shows. The reason they quit doing it is because while they're investigating, a live investigation, and they're being filmed, the producer says, all right, now do that again with more enthusiasm. And they went, what? They did not want to be a made-for-TV group. So that was it. They said no.
Did you watch Ghost Hunters when all that stuff was going on with Grant's jacket being tugged and all the supposed fakery? Did you believe that it was faked? No,
I do believe it's fake. I mean, yeah. I think, and this is just me personally, I have no proof. And, they have a lot of good evidence every single show.
Yeah.
And that's pretty amazing. So good, it's probably not true.
I would agree. Oh. I mean, with them, that's the thing that people would ask me personally when I'd go investigate. They would assume that, everything's done in like 47 minutes or 42 minutes. It's like, no. That's not how it works.
We've been on investigations that lasted 42 minutes.
Yeah. That's
because of various out of our control circumstances.
Yeah, it's just amazing how these people, they watch these shows and they think that's exactly how it is, and you try to tell them no, it's like Ghost Hunters and that. Those shows are days worth of investigations edited down into a 45 minute show, 48 minute show.
It's probably exactly. It's probably even less than that with commercial breaks. So yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm counting commercial breaks. Yeah. I'm being generous, okay? But I just don't understand how these people can just assume just by watching the TV show that, this is something I can just go out and do. No. This takes a lot more reading than you think or know, a lot more research than you think or know. I mean, it's not just about investigating these places. It's not just about helping people. It's trying to get, like, history of the house. Has anything happened in the house or the residence? And just trying to make these people feel safe, because a lot of these people are afraid.
Right.
They're afraid to come out of the woodwork because they think that, even though it's more acceptable now with the shows out there, they still think people are going to think they're crazy. They're not crazy.
Exactly.
I had my own experience when I was younger, and I'm not crazy. Not that I know of. Nate's not.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't say anything.
Because I was waiting for you to tell me that I was crazy.
I'm behaving myself.
You are behaving yourself.
But I have a. While we're on the topic of investigation, the guys from Ghosthead Soup have a question for Laura. At the last Tinker Swiss presentation, a reverse voice capture was played, and we discovered the forward message. Can you explain that a little?
Oh, my gosh. This was pretty amazing to me. The guys had done an investigation, and they got an EVP that was inaudible. They couldn't understand what it was. Or voice capture, I'm sorry, not an EVP. They decided to reverse it. And when it reversed, it said, oh my gosh, what was the first thing? Guys, type it in. What was the little girl said? Now they're being silly in the chat room.
Yeah, I think we're all doing Ozzy Osbourne
lyrics. The little girl said, or whatever it was, the person said, reckless spiritualists are funny. That's what you heard when you reversed this inaudible EVP. Well, we did a presentation about a month ago at Tinker Swiss, and we change them up all the time, so we decided during the actual presentation, it came up and played it, and as soon as he played it, now I've heard this EVP many, many times, as they have, but plugged into the Tinker Swiss's sound box, their podium, when he played the inaudible version, I stopped him. I said, Dean, and I told the crowd, I said, now I've heard this many times, but I just heard her say I was at the cemetery too. So here we have an EVP that was inaudible through our own computers. Reverse it, and we get reckless spiritualists are funny. And then we plug it into this new piece of equipment, new to us, and you hear clear as a bell, I was at the cemetery too. And those, both of those answers are very relevant to the situation and the place they were at. They were at a cemetery. Dean's truck broke down for no reason, had to have it towed out. But I've never come across an EVP that's inaudible. You reverse it, you get something. You play it on a different piece of equipment, and you get something completely different but still relevant to the EVP session. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It's a very unusual phrase for ghosts reckless spirits are funny. Is that what it was? A reckless spiritualists? Which was it again?
I think we lost her.
Oh, I think we got disconnected. You're correct.
Laura, where'd you go?
Our guest was saying earlier before the show went on the air that there were thunderstorms down in Illinois.
Yeah.
And we've been intermittently having trouble hearing her because of lightning strikes. Oh, she's calling
there
back.
There she is again. Hello, this is Pepe's Pizza. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like a bacon and onion pizza to go, please.
Would you like that on a hand-tossed or a thin crust?
Thin crust, please, and don't burn the edges like you did last time.
Would you like any crust toppers on that? I was willing Parmesan. To keep going, Laura. I was willing to keep going.
Funniest thing that I ever heard when I worked at a pizza place as a teenager, I asked hand-tossed, thin crust, or deep dish, and the guy, without even realizing what he said, asked the women in the background and said, the girls like it deep. Didn't even know he did it.
Bada bing, bada
bang. Ba-dum bump. And on that note, we have to take our top of the hour break, folks. You're listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate. Our guest tonight is Laura Redmond from Ghost Head Soup. We'll be back in a couple minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
What are the cereals?
Aisle 2.
Oh, thanks. What on earth are you cleaning up?
Can't tell. Either someone's love handles or their belly.
Excuse me?
Yep, more people are losing weight and getting healthy thanks to small step number 121. Eat before grocery shopping. Makes you less tempted to buy junk food.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Please don't let it be someone's thunder thighs.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Diary entry, August 15th. My joints ache. Today I can hardly move. I need some answers.
September 3rd. I'm tired all the time. What's going on?
June 8th. I woke up with a rash on my face. I want to know why.
For answers, ask your doctor the right question. Could I have lupus? For answers, for support, for hope, visit couldihavelupus.gov or call 1-800-994-9662. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office on Women's Health and the Ad Council.
Check it out. It's the Terminator. Hey, when'd you get back, huh?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
Why are you so distant? Are you not happy to see me?
So what's the deal? You gonna get a job now or what?
Why are you being so jumpy? Put all that stuff behind you, okay?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org because we know where you're coming from. Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night? Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic? Have you or any member of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Spooky Scotty Investigations. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day at 262-ORB-BITT or email us at scotty@spookyscotty.com for all your supernatural needs.
Warning. The following program may contain crude or offensive material. If you are easily offended, please change the station now. This program's views and opinions may not be the views and opinions of this station.
Thank you.
Welcome back to hour number two, which was preceded by hour number one.
That is correct.
It's kind of like the Monty Python of trying to remember what hour. Are we in the top third of the half hour?
Yeah, I think we're playing a little game called How Not to Be Heard. People are logging off left and right, I think.
No, don't log off. Don't log off. You are listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate. I am Mike, and this guy here is
Nate.
And we are speaking with Laura Redmond, who is a member of Ghost at Soup, and she's done other things as well. She's also climbed Mount Everest, and she's also sailed around the world in a boat entirely made out of...
I don't like to brag.
Well, the boat with the popsicle sticks, that's pretty impressive. I mean, a sail around the world with that, no?
It took a lot of practice, but I finally got the right, recipe together.
I think
it was fun.
I think the only thing left for you to do is sail the popsicle boat to the top of Mount Everest, and then that's all that's left.
No, I had it going good, dude. You blew it. You just blew it. He has nothing to say.
I'm sorry.
Score. No, I'm sorry. All right. So our guest tonight is Laura Redmond, who, like I said, is a member of Ghost at Soup, and she does other things as well. She's got this Land of Lincoln Paranormal that she's a part of, and Paranormal Kicks Cancer she's been involved in. My next question for you is, will Ghost at Soup or yourself be involved with the Chicago Ghost Conference this year? Because you were there last year, or was it 2 years ago?
Two years ago. We have not been invited to speak at it this year. Whether we'll be a vendor, and go in that capacity, we've not decided yet. So I honestly can't say at this point.
I know Troy Taylor also does a event in Decatur, Illinois. Do you guys go to that every year, or are you?
No, I've never been. I don't know if the soup or any of the members went without me. Before I joined the group, never been.
They just jumped in the van, like, don't tell her we're going.
Don't tell Laura.
they have their meetings, the last Tuesday of every month, and I don't go to those all the time. They need their bonding time without some broad in there messing things up,
I thought you were a den mother.
Well, yeah, I am kind of the den mom. I like to cook, and I'm going around emptying ashtrays, although I have to say congratulations to Mark Schlabe because it's been, I think, 6 weeks since he quit smoking cold turkey.
The guys in the chat room give you a big thank you for allowing them to have their guy time.
Yeah, well, I think it's important, guys act differently when there's a girl around.
They generally paw at the ground and rub their antlers against trees more often.
They do that in front of me. I'm kind of one of the guys, but still.
To become a member of Ghost Head Soup, did they put you through any kind of hazing or anything, being the only female of the group?
No hazing, but George, he has to test you in several different ways, and he did put me through some questionnaire type of things every time I went to a meeting. But that's George for you, so it's all good.
Nice, George. Real nice. So who's the leader of Ghost Head Soup? Is it Mark? Or who's the founder?
I don't think any of them are a leader. I think it's the four of them that had left their other group, decided to just form their own group, and I think it was a mutual thing.
Okay.
I think Mark finalized the name.
Okay. Because he's the gentleman with the beard and that's brushing you on the shoulder and saying Laura on that one video on YouTube.
Right? I'm glad you said YouTube.
I believe it was YouTube I watched the video.
Probably.
On.
I don't watch videos.
She's in the dark.
We have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, and then there's this guy that's brushing by her and he's going, Laura, and she's spinning around. She's looking around. She's like,
That's George.
The
long blonde hair and the beard. Yeah, that's George.
George looks like a well-fed Johnny Winter. That's nice.
I was thinking more along the lines of like a George Carlin that's been stranded in the mountains too long.
I prefer Edgar Winter because I like Frankenstein. That's a great song. And Free Ride's a good song too. But
we're just going to start talking about classic rock now. We'll probably start playing some songs.
Ghost Head Soup in the chat room has just declared Satan is our leader.
Yep.
Satin. Satan. I keep thinking of Satan when I see the word Satan.
Just because he brought it up, I have to explain this to the five people in here a couple weeks ago. There's a Catholic shrine near our town here in Wisconsin, Holy Hill Basilica. And someone vandalized the Stations of the Cross there in 2004, 2006, somewhere along in that lines. This kid went down there and wrote, I love Satan, but he spelled it Satin.
Yes. He spelled it, I love Satin, and our running joke is who doesn't love a good Satin, so.
It's true. I mean, what can you say?
First go to school, then learn how to write and spell.
There was also a guy right around that same time going around the Walmart in West Bend, Wisconsin, putting Polaroid instant photos of his genitals under women's windshield wipers of their cars. And he finally got popped after he'd been doing it all over the county. He got busted at Walmart.
I don't want to see that. That is not an attractive thing. Can I just put that out there? We don't want to see your junk. It doesn't turn us on.
What if it's a picture of ghost junk? And then it's investigation. You know,
that would be kind of cool.
Get the apparition.
Paranormal junk.
Paranormal junk.
There we go.
I think we're changing the show's name next week.
That's the next show. Yep.
Paranormal junk with Mike and Nate.
Junk.
What are your thoughts, Laura? Well, somebody from Ghost Setsu put up here. Ouija board. What are your thoughts on a Ouija board? Have you ever used one? Do you find them to be a portal to hell or just a toy that Parker Brothers makes?
I used one as a kid. I don't believe it worked at all. I'm sure it was being pushed around. A couple of the guys in the soup use one, and they do open it and close it properly. And I think it's just another way of communicating with the ghosts. I think a Ouija board, a seance, an EVP session, they all serve the same purpose. I don't have any problem with them. You know, I've not used one with the group yet. I have every intention of it, but I don't have a problem with them at all.
Now, we have a no Ouija board policy in our group, but I'm kind of the opinion that it's almost, I can't think of the word I want to use here, but it's, I mean, I don't see how using that device is really any different than the way people use these K2 meters, where if there's a ghost here, make the yellow light come on, you know,
exactly. or magic eight ball.
You know, I mean, it's all arbitrary. That's the word I was trying to go with. I mean, it's all. I mean, if you get a result, I don't see how one could unleash something more evil than the other. I guess that's what I.
I don't believe they can. So. The only thing I will say is we don't use them at the client's house. I've only seen the guys use it in their labs that they meet at once a month. I don't know if they've used it at any other locations, but I don't think so. But it's not something I would advise or even recommend at all to use it for a client.
We only use ours at the Black Mass at our chapel.
We do. And as long as we're on the lighter side of the paranormal tonight, we had this one incident with a Ouija board and an investigation. We told this once on the old show that Mike did with Kelly, Paranormal Potluck. I was a guest that night. I think it was the first show.
And I was going to bring that up, and I was going to say one word. One word.
I bet I can guess that word. I'm going to use my psychic powers.
Starts with an M.
Mitch.
Thank you.
See, I should have a show on sci-fi. But what happened was we were investigating this this tavern in a little town not too far from I Love Satin out there.
Yeah.
And a little bar out in the middle of nowhere. And where there's supposed to be this ghost of a prostitute, and it's supposedly harassing this guy that lives upstairs. It's like yanking the covers off him and throwing like knife. I think he threw a knife at him supposedly. I don't know if he was one that had the knife thrown at him, but it was stealing his stuff. But we investigated his apartment. He had a major drinking problem, we discovered right away. The place was stacked to the roof with beer like 12 packs, 24 packs.
He made Oscar Madison look like a saint.
Yeah, he had like dried pizza on plates, and he had all these paintings he did of like devils and guys sitting on toilets.
Yeah.
So we're investigating this guy's grody apartment, and by the end of the night, like, he's been acting up all night, freaking out. He's highly inebriated, and we were trying to get rid of him at this point. He was sober when we agreed to allow him to be in the investigation, but that deteriorated quickly. So by the end of the night, he took one of those busted down beer boxes from up in his room and grabbed a Sharpie and made a Ouija board out of it, and he was using a empty beer cup as a planchette.
Yes.
And he wanted us to get involved with that. We're like, no, we're going to pass.
True story.
That's our only encounter with a Ouija board on an investigation.
He took a light beer.
Yeah, I think it was Miller.
Can or something, you know, tore it and used the inside of it, and he took a plastic red Solo cup and was using it as a planchette. We're just watching him up on the camera going, are you kidding me? This guy is doing this.
There are other guys in Ghost Head Soup interjected in the chat room that Mark uses Ouija boards as placemats at Christmas dinner. True. Is that true, Laura? Have you seen these at Christmas?
I wouldn't put it past him, but I'm sure his wife would veto that big time.
Do you guys, when you investigate, do you guys love open bar tavern hunts?
That's funny you should bring that up. We just did one of those. And I wasn't able to make that one. But no.
You're already passed
out.
Not
make for a good investigation.
Open bar. Oh, my God. Ghost Head Soup is really livening up the chat room. And if anybody else wants to go on the chat room, you're more than welcome to. Just you're already listening to www.ztalkradio.com. Click on listen and chat. And if you have any questions for Laura besides Ghost Head Soup, we'll read them on the air. You can also listen to all of our past shows. Go to the show archive link at the top of the page and find all of our past guests, including Laura tonight in a little while after the show is over. My next question for you is, tell us a little bit about the haunted school in Alden, Illinois. And you also had mentioned that you have an event coming up. Tell us about the event as well.
Okay, I would love to. Alden, Illinois, there is a schoolhouse, the original school for the very small town, is now a private residence. And the lady there contacted the soup because she was, you know, am I crazy or is there something going on here? And they investigated, and no, she's not crazy. It is very active. And she has an upper floor and a lower floor. Turns out the upper floor was for rent, and Dean was in the process of moving, so he moved in. And I've become great friends with her. And I, you know, helped take care of her animals. And we started having these events up there where we opened it up for people to come in and investigate. And we also, through Haunted Rockford, hauntedrockford.com, Kathy Kressel runs that. And she brings groups of people to come for a two-hour historical/paranormal tour of the place. And since I've been hanging out there more and more, I have had many, many, what's the right word? Ghostly interactions since I've been there. Dean does not seem to have any. The lady who lives there, Judy, the most frightening one was apparently there's a prankster in the pantry. He put his head on a pantry shelf. She almost peed herself.
Wow.
And she's got 5 parrots and 3 big dogs, and one of the parrots is very old. We thought we were going to lose her, and she was very sick. We were worried about her, and Judy was in bed and nobody else was home, and I came in and there's just the nightlight on, but I see this man standing by the cage. I could describe him to you. I go in and I turn on the light, and of course he's no longer there. From the description, we think it's her deceased husband. I have seen him 4 times. I've had a water bottle flip up in the air and land in the sink, an empty one. I've had the man in the pantry touch my hand, garbage bag. And I'm always like, all right, I'm going into the pantry to get a garbage bag. Don't be putting your head on the shelf. Don't be touching me. I don't want to see you. And I got cocky and stopped saying it. So I guess he thought, well, she didn't tell me to leave her alone. So, you know, he decided to pick on me.
So you actually saw, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have a question. You actually saw a head on a shelf?
I did not see it. Judy, the lady that lives there, the landlady, she saw it. And I guess at the same time, the birds all went crazy and the dogs were going nuts. Because they all had a view of the pantry at that time. So, and we've had a psychic who did not know these stories, who did a tour with Haunted Rockford of the place. He knew nothing about the place. He didn't even know where he was going. And he had confirmed the things that I had happened to me that only Judy and Dean knew about. And there is a man in the pantry who's a prankster, and he loves to scare women. He thinks it's hilarious. So, and we've also got a guy in the basement who I've seen his shadow many times peeking up through the stairwell, and other people have seen him as well. So it's a pretty active location. There's a little girl there as well. The guy's caught an EVP of her saying, "I'm frightened." So it's a very active place. So anyway, that's why we started holding events, and we have one this Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. through hauntedrockford.com. And we'd love people to come and check us out. And we have a big bonfire pit. It's on 4 acres of land. So we have a big bonfire that we're going to be lighting and hanging. We've got a couple of the guests that are coming up. They have investigated the place once before, and they were blown away by what they got. They're going to actually pitch a tent and stay the night and party afterwards. So, you know, we're laid back and fun and try to teach you something and enjoy a good time. And the principal's office, the former principal's office, is now the bathroom. So that's a little freaky. The very first event that we had there, you know, we'd been cleaning and, you know, getting things ready, and I'm standing outside of the principal's office, and as people begin to come in, you know those Rubbermaid containers, those storage containers that you put your Christmas decorations in?
Yes.
A lid that was just in there, not on a container, but stuck in between some items, just came out into the air, flipped around, and landed in the middle of the bathroom floor. I was standing right there, not in the room. And then later that evening, we were in the basement, and the two psychics were giving their impressions of what they were feeling and seeing. 20 people down there looking. All of a sudden, one of the rooms in the basement that I had personally shut the door to and latched with the, it's like a key hook kind of latch, that door opened up. And we got that on film. But there's no way it could have opened by itself. So it's kind of like this quiet schoolhouse where there's just animals and a couple people living there. All of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of people. It's like they wanted to check us out. What are you guys up to? So anyway, it's a very active place and a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever really heard of anyone like ever really claiming they saw a head on a shelf. Like no one that I've...
Yeah.
I've read about it in books. And I mean, it sounds like something from like a William Castle film, like 13 Ghosts.
I think a Young Frankenstein.
Yep.
That's true. Abby Normal.
That's right.
That's right.
It was funny when she first had it happen to her. I wasn't there, and she Facebooked me, and she puts it right on my wall. She's like, "No, I wasn't drinking." And she's not a drinker anyway, but she was pretty frightened by it, and she will not go in the basement by herself either.
How old is this building?
It was built in 1896.
1896, and it's how many stories? Like 2 stories, 3 stories?
It's got a basement and then 2 stories. It's pretty big. The top section is been turned into an apartment, and a man lives up there. In Judy's, she's got 2 stories, but the second story is a separate wing, and that's where Dean rents out. So it's old. It still has the original school bell, the tower up on top, has the flagpole. It has the school bell that's outside of the door. I don't know when they would ring that, but has the original floors. part of the original ceiling, those metal tiles, you know, that are kind of decorative.
Yeah,
those are in there.
Ceiling,
I'm not sure
ceiling.
About the fixtures, if those are original or not. I know there's a couple of original windows still in there. It's very big. Like I said, 4 acres of land. We still have an original piece of playground equipment, too, the merry-go-round. You know those old-fashioned metal and wooden seats that some lawyer made us take out of all the parks? That's still there. Yeah. And the baseball backdrop is still there way off in the corner.
Nice. And how much is this event going to be?
I believe it's $20 through Haunted Rockford. And like I said, you know, they'll do light refreshments, and we're going to have a bonfire afterwards, and anybody's welcome to stick around and hang out afterwards.
Cool. And where exactly is Alden, Illinois?
Alden is about 5 miles south of the Wisconsin border. It is sandwiched in between Hebron and Harvard, and those are much bigger towns. We have one gas station / convenience store, 3 antique stores, and a flashing stoplight. That's pretty much it. And a cemetery.
I'm going to visit.
Yeah, I want to check that
out,
man. I hope
you
do.
Yeah. I'm off
Saturday. Anytime. You have an open invitation.
Yeah, go to the antique stores and drop by the haunted house.
Yeah.
Check out the cemetery. Haunted basement, yeah.
Heck yeah. Now, is it closer to the middle of the state, or is it closer to, like, the I-94 part, you know, like, Waukegan area, or is it more towards Rockford?
It's actually right in between Rockford and Waukegan.
Okay. Dang. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That's only like 2 hours away from here.
Yeah.
We should go visit. If you guys want to come
she
down
said
for the
anytime.
Day,
I mean, the show's over in like 30 minutes. So I say we pack up and go.
Ghost Head Soup just put up, they just posted, we are in the basement of the lab right now, and the spirits are trying to get our attention, walking upstairs, making loud noises. And we just heard a female voice. Whoa.
Wow, it is an active location. It's kind of spooky. I wouldn't want to be there myself.
They didn't invite you? Oh, that's terrible. Is it in the area?
Did they invite me?
Yeah, is it in the area of where you are? I mean,
it's about an hour away from me.
Oh.
The terrible, terrible things those guys must do when you're not around. I
shudder.
Oh,
God, I can only imagine. I don't
want
to know.
They probably got the Ouija board out right now. Ouija board and the magic eight ball.
Yeah, I would expect so. There's probably some kind of sacrificial ceremony going on.
Well, we got about 4 minutes left. Yeah. Nice, Nate. We got about 4 minutes left to the bottom of the hour break, but I guess my question to you is this, and Nate and everybody else who's listening, do not take it the wrong way. What is your choice of equipment, and what gets you the best results?
Wow, I could answer that so many ways. Actually, my favorite piece of equipment, I have two. I like the voice recorder, and I like the PSB7 spirit box. I get great results with both. And, oh, they just said we play chess and backgammon. Liars. But, you know, and also yourself is just a good judge of equipment. You know, you get the goosebumps. You feel the cold spots. You hear things. But the voice recorder by far, you know.
Yeah, it seems to be the most. I mean, there's all that other. There's infrared now, and there's, I mean, if you got the $2,000 to $20,000 for an infrared camera, hey, great. We don't.
Or
no
you
kidding.
Can just turn on that that one free app on your iPad that lets everything look like you're shooting infrared, but it's really not doing it. Okay. It can at least make you feel
those
like
those apps. It's such a joke.
Well, it's actually a photo app just to, like, you know, to
yeah,
play with when you're bored.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could. It makes you feel like you got $2,000.
I just heard a bird. Laura, is there a bird in your place?
The rain has stopped. It's just outside my patio door.
Oh, okay. I heard a bird.
They're saying night to each other.
You got better ears than I do. I didn't hear anything.
I thought I heard something.
You must be one of those animal empaths.
Shoot. Yeah, okay. Ghost Head Soup put, they play chess and backgammon, to which I replied in the chat room, shoots and ladders, and their response, the true demon board game. So people do not buy Ouija boards if you want to get, you know, an attachment. You buy chutes and ladders. Maybe Candyland, too.
I think Candyland could definitely put you in contact with something dark. Dark chocolate, but...
I like how the bird chirped right after that. He's like, ah, you're so full of crap. All right, well, we'll
of the molasses swamp.
Jeez. It's true. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and then we will come back, and we'll have a couple more questions for Laura Redmond. You're listening to The Strange Side with Nike and Mate.
That's the second week in a row he did the Nike and Mate. At least you got the name of the show right.
I swear, I feel like Patrick Starfish sometimes, man.
He is a big pink loser.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me try my Patrick Star voice here. Ready? We're going to take a bottom of the hour break. We'll come back with Laura Redmond from Ghost Head Soup. You're listening to Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network.
Oh, boy.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
LOL. Well, AISI, it was NBD.
Kids are spending more and more time online, and even if you heard what they're typing, you probably wouldn't know what they're saying.
Some PPL, whatever. ISS.
They chat online in a language full of acronyms, and unless you use it every day, you won't understand it.
YIWGP.
You won't know what they're saying, or who they're saying it to. A lot of times, neither do they. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. So here's an acronym for you. HDOP. Help Delete Online Predators. To protect your kids' online life and to get a full list of acronyms kids are using, call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit. Come meet bugs and birds. You may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The silly you. The curious you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Funny.
We are back with the last half hour, the fourth half hour.
The fourth half hour, the second last half hour, I think.
No, that would be the last half hour. The second last half hour would have been the last second half hour.
I'm totally confused now.
Our guest tonight is Laura Redmond from Ghost Head Soup. Thank you for joining us, Laura. It's been a hoot so far.
It has.
Laura just read this to us. Laura has a cat named Spooky. The bird is there for her feeding. Laura watches the attack or the cat attack and kill the bird.
for those who weren't with us before the break, there's a bird who keeps interrupting our interview with Laura, tweeting away at Laura's residence.
Tweeting.
I think
it's got
it
a Twitter.
It is. I think the bird does have a Twitter account.
No,
that's not my joke.
God.
You suffer with that one. That was all Mike.
So, Laura, you care to share some other investigations with us? Where else have you been as far as investigations? What's been the top five investigations, I guess, for Laura?
Oh, gosh. I know my very favorite one by far was an antique store I did down in Champaign, a very large antique store. I never got so much activity and so much evidence ever than I did out of that place. We saw orbs, and I'm not talking photographs of dust. I'm talking with our own eyes, orbs flying through the air. We heard a whole conversation. While it was inaudible, it sounded like a man was on a cell phone, and it went on for 20 minutes. And after this EVP session, I got up to go yell at the guy on watching the monitors. I'm like, dude, you were talking on your phone the whole time. He was asleep in the chair.
Wow.
When we said, you know, okay, we're going to stop right now. We're going to take a little break. Feel free to come with us. Just talking to the spirits. We hear, come back. I mean, we heard somebody whistle. I mean, it was just crazy. Loud booms. The motion detectors are going off when nobody's around. So that... that place is no longer there, but that was definitely an antique store, number one favorite place. Number two, I would say Edinburgh Manor in Iowa. Crazy creepy. That is the first location to me that truly changed as night fell. Very dark, very disturbing, very active. I probably would never care to go back.
I have heard about that place, and I'd like to get there one of these days.
It's well worth the money. They have a couple guest houses out in the back, and they let you stay there. You know, we put up an air mattress and bring your own teepee and bug spray, because let me tell you, they're not maintained. But great active place. I did the Farrar School in Iowa as well. That was a lot of fun. Very light and happy spiritual activity there. In Bartonville, Dean, help me out here. It was part of that insane asylum. It's in Bartonville, which is right by Peoria. That place was crazy active. The other place I want to say is a very active, scary place in Manteno, Illinois. The one building there, gosh, I can't remember. They're all named after doctors. It's the only vacant building there that's constantly Morgan Cottage. That was it, the Morgan Cottage in Manteno, Illinois. That is not open to the public. It's constantly broken in and vandalized. But very active spirits in there. And when there was a new owner buying it, we were trying to restore the place and open it up to the public, but that all fell through. So thank you, Dean Bartonville. Yeah, but Dean, wasn't there a name of that building? Because there's the Peoria insane asylum, but that's not the building. That has a special name.
Was it the hospital of Dr. Blood Gore by chance? I've confused our guest totally.
I don't think she heard what you said.
I don't think
so. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I was making a terrible joke. It's not worth revisiting.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. Yes.
Psychic Spouse in the chat room asks, is there anywhere Laura would like to investigate that she hasn't yet? I bet there's a couple places.
Oh, yeah, my number one, Alcatraz. Want to go to Alcatraz, big time.
I would like to visit there, too. Tombstone? You
know, I've never done. Oh, I'd love to go to Tombstone, yeah.
Ghost towns in general. I want to get out to the west.
You know, when I was a teenager growing up, we took a road trip. I grew up in California, and we took a road trip to various ghost towns. And I wasn't into ghosts so much. I wasn't like, ooh, this is going to be haunted, and that. But it was magical. It's like walking through a history book. These people heard of a new gold rush, and they literally packed up only what they needed and could carry to go to the next town. Some of them are so well preserved. It's an awesome, awesome thing to do.
Ghost Head Soup is saying now the first floor of the lab is active. The spirits are literally banging on this on our ceiling.
Wow, they're not. That they're mad because I'm not there.
Why aren't you there?
Wow.
Because it's an hour away.
Well, I wanted to do the show, and I had to be home for other reasons tonight, so I couldn't make it out there. But darn, that would have been fun to do it from there.
I've been to Alton, Illinois. Have you been down there and ever investigated any of the places there? No?
I've never been. Mm-mm.
It's a pretty interesting little town. Unfortunately, when I went down there, this was like 2006, and they were featured on Scariest Places on Earth. They had a segment on that.
I know the show.
Yeah, and I was all gung-ho because I'm like, oh, I want to go to the McPike Mansion. I want to go to this place and that place and this place and that place, and thinking, you know, the whole town's haunted because supposedly all the bricks from the prison were used to build the foundations of a lot of houses in that area, which turned out to be a lie because Scariest Places on Earth, I guess, just totally made up a lot of that segment. They had actors playing parts of residents of the town and stuff, and that was too bad.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah, that's what I was told by not Troy Taylor, but the guy who was giving the tour at the time. I think his name was Len Adams.
It's kind of like when you watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and they're driving out to get the Christmas tree and they're in Illinois, but there's these huge, you know, fir tree mountain range behind them. Clearly they're in Northern California. The beautiful mountain ranges of central Illinois.
Wow. Well, that's Scariest Places on Earth. They also did a segment on Morgan Cottage in Manteno. If you can catch that, then you'll see what the place looks like. And I know one of the guys that they interviewed, and he wasn't acting. He's a paranormal investigator. The other people I can't vouch for, but they didn't look like actors.
Yeah, it was too bad because we went down there, and it was a great time. We had fun and everything, but to go down there thinking, oh, this place is really going to be, you know, full of activity and all that, and all of a sudden he's given the tour that we're on. They had a walking tour, and he's, you know, I brought it up, and he goes, yeah, it's not a really good subject for Troy Taylor because they were trying to get him to say things that weren't true, and They cut him way back in the segment. I mean, he was only in there for like 10 seconds as opposed to he was supposed to be in there for like 2 minutes or something like that. But and that's just another thing with the, I don't know. If I was offered a TV show, I personally wouldn't do it because I just don't think.
Well, they're in the business of making entertainment and they don't let the facts get in the way a lot of the times. So
that's too bad.
Depends on who the producer is, who the director is. You know, you gotta roll the dice and hope
they have
an
agenda.
Well, everyone does, but
I don't.
It's true. He doesn't.
I don't.
He doesn't.
Yeah, I do. No, who am I kidding?
He does.
I like how I like change my mind and stuff like that. So what's coming up for Laura Redmond this year?
You know, I'm still, like I said, mulling over doing another Paranormal Kicks Cancer, or PKC. I'm going to be doing some Land of Lincoln work and have some fun events. I'm going to go visit my friend, Dr. Chuck Kennedy. Hopefully he's out in Missouri. Gosh, I can't remember the name of the town. He has a ghost tour that he does out there. My old boy, not remembering names and places, but it's about an hour away. It's about 8 hours away. So hoping to do some road trips. May go down and see Mid-South got canceled this year. That's always a blast.
Yeah, Keith Age had a heart attack, I think.
Yeah. So and he's not an old guy. So kind of bummed about that. But me and my girls, my two besties, might do a road trip and go to Scarefest again. We did that last year. That's a lot of fun. Oh, thank you. Branson, Missouri. Where Dr. Chuck is.
All right.
Yeah. So, a little bit of traveling while the weather's good, you know. And if we get some more, if anybody calls us for help, of course, we'll do that. But just going to kind of do our own thing for a little bit.
And what about, well, I guess the other guys at Ghost at Soup are going to do the same as well, or do they have some stuff going on that you're not going to be partaking in?
No, the only thing that they're going to be doing, and I will be partaking in, is there's a charity event every summer for juvenile diabetes that Ghost Head Soup sponsors, and we go to, and a couple of the guys work the event. They're members of a club, and so we sponsor it, you know, give them some money, get our names on the T-shirts, and buy the beer and eat the food and watch the bands, but that we'll do together as a group. And, you know, I know Mark's got, you know, kids, grandkids busy. I mean, everybody's really busy, you know, in the summer because of where we live. We try to jam pack all of our outdoor activities into 3 months.
Yep.
So, that's what we're going to be doing. I mean, God, we went from what, 85 degrees today down to, I think it's 70 right now here and humid, but you know, got to suck up this good weather while we can.
That is true. I mean, all winter long, which was a very long winter up here for us and for you as well. I mean, Illinois was...
Oh, gosh, yes.
It sucked. It was a long, assed winter, in my opinion, and I'm glad it's warming up finally.
Me too. Oh, I guess Mark is going to see... Yes, and Robin Trower.
And Mark's going to see Robin Trower.
Yeah, how about that's a name from the past, huh?
Long misty days, yep. Long misty days, what else? I'm showing my age, unfortunately.
That's so old school, I am too.
Bridge of Sighs.
Bridge of Sighs, yeah. Two Rolling Stone. Yeah, it's a good song.
I'm completely lost.
Completely.
Yeah, let's break out some Vanilla Ice or something.
Vanilla Ice?
Right. Old school 92.
Oh, Jesus.
Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. True story.
Is there anything else, Laura, you would like to plug before the end of the evening?
Well, ghostheadsoup.com, of course. People take a look, check out the videos. One of the funniest videos was a spoof guys did on Paranormal State. It's hilarious.
Oh, I saw that, and yeah.
Did you see that? And
I
let
did.
Me tell you, the two main guys, Chad and Ryan Buell, both saw it. Ryan put it on his Facebook page. Chad commented, you know, touche, funny stuff, guys, something like that. So take a look at some of our videos. And then, of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can, please. And, you know, the Land of Lincoln, spread the word. It's a community page. Anybody interested with children who wants to get, you know, explore a little paranormal happenings and learn some history, we'd love people to pop on the page. It's a like page. Ask questions. So many kids are interested in this stuff now. I would just like to see them kind of learn from people who know what they're doing as opposed to, people on TV asking if that's the portal of hell. Why don't you come out and get me? You know?
Why, whoever would do such a thing?
I don't know. But, you know, when I've worn paranormal T-shirts, I've had kids ask me, you know, are you a ghost hunter? And I say, well, yeah, I am. Did you ever get scared? I said, yes, I do. So, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. I have taken children ghost hunting. I would again. I know what I'm doing. I know safe places to take them. I teach them stuff. I myself protect them spiritually. I'm big into protecting yourself before and after visiting cemeteries or any haunted locations.
Yes.
But that's something I'm a little bit passionate about is the kids. So that's why I'm kind of hoping Land of Lincoln works out and people gravitate to it and have some fun with it. And then look us up, you know, for the Alden Schoolhouse. Tours are available. We do private tours. You can have your groups come up and investigate. Haunted Rockford does things with us 3 or 4 times a year.
I'm writing right now, so sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm writing stuff.
I do want to point out to anybody who goes out to ghostheadsoup.com, anybody who goes to ghostheadsoup.com, Laura is none of the bearded men at the top of the page.
You have to scroll down just a little bit.
You have to scroll down about 3 clicks, and she's the happy, cheery face in the corner. trying to lighten up this group of savages next to her. So
the savages seemed pretty darn group of nice guys in the chat room.
Yeah, they seem
pretty
mellow, actually. They're,
they are, and they're hilarious, and they put up with me. They just said we get startled, not scared. No, dudes, I've been scared. I don't know about you guys.
Well, they get startled, you get scared. I think that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
I got scared once.
I would let them have it next time.
I got scared once.
You did?
Once.
Once? What happened?
At Healing Elements. I walked out of the room, and there was that planted... Like,
I don't remember this.
It was right
at
after
all.
Something happened. There was this. We were doing an investigation of a day spa in this town, and there was some really weird thing that happened. And as we left that room after the really weird thing happened, there was a it was dark because the lights were up, and there was a potted plant right outside the door, which you could not see until you actually left the room. And when I walked through the threshold of the doorway, I'm like, what the hell? Yeah, I was a little startled at that.
I'm thinking I might have been investigating in the basement or something. We split up that night. So
you did.
I wasn't anywhere. Maybe I wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't
that.
You. Yeah. It was somebody else.
To quote Shaggy, it wasn't me.
No, it was me. The old man Withers from the Haunted Amusement Park. Laura, any shout-outs, Laura, before we go?
To all my boys at the lab, my Ghost Head Soup guys, Dean Thompson, Mark Schwabe, Tim Schmoltz, George Harilenko, and I know a couple guys that aren't there, Nick and Paul. Paul is recovering from some health issues, so, you know, we miss those guys, but got to take care of yourself. And one of my favorite other groups, Into the Night Paranormal, run by Sonny Boland. That's one of my besties. And Marsha Mack has a YouTube channel. She's a phenomenal videographer and ghost hunter. And I'm in a bunch of her episodes, too. She's one of the ones who's on my ghost story. Sorry, the dog is barking at a skunk.
I thought
something.
It was. I thought maybe an owl had swooped in to
attack
the bird.
I thought a bear wolf or Bigfoot was coming in your picture
wolf.
Window there.
And then, of course, you know, friends request Dr. Chuck Kennedy. Dr. Chuck would be a great guest for you guys to have on your show. Fascinating man.
I wrote him down.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
There you go.
Excellent.
We were not allowed to have intelligent people on the show after this. It makes me and Mike look bad.
Yeah.
We're going to have to dumb it down.
We're just going to have to start finding schizophrenic vagrants on the side of the road to be on the show. So
and Laura, Ghost Head Sue posted something. I don't know if you can see it in the chat room, but it's kind of a shout out.
Oh, to all the cancer survivors and their families. Absolutely.
And
huge shout out to all of them.
And who's Marsha? Are we talking about the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, everybody called my bestie Marsha Mack. She gets Marsha everywhere she goes.
Laura, the guys in Ghost Head Soup also would like to ask you to stop twerking.
Oh, my God. If I twerked, I'd throw a hip out.
I can tell you what that feels like.
That's funny.
All right, Laura. Well, okay. Laura Redmond, everybody. I think, were you saying something? I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, it was just a twerking joke, and I'm going to let it go.
You sure? Going once.
Yeah. We're done.
All right. Well, this has been fun. I enjoyed having you on as a guest, and hopefully down the road we can have you on as well, and maybe the rest of Ghost Head Soup as well. Laura Redmond, thank you very, very much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for asking and having me. I had a blast. I know Ghost Head Soup would love to do a show with you guys, put them all on speakers, and it'd be a fun couple of hours.
Oh,
so
heck yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Have a good
night.
Have
a great week.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Laura Redmond from Ghost Head Soup. Ghost Head Soup. Ghost Head Soup. They said, you go, girl. Ghost Head Soup said, you go, girl.
They did.
She did go. She's actually up
the
line
went.
Now.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. Very nice guest, Laura J. Laura J. It says Laura J in the chat room, so I'm assuming that's her.
Yes, perhaps.
Geez, Nate, we got 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Okay, I'm thinking of a number between... no, I'm just kidding. Where are you going?
Four, five, Six. No. Where am I going? I'm right here in the studio. I think Mike has forgotten we're still on the air.
Next week, our guest in the first hour will be Carmen Reed from A Haunting in Connecticut. She is the person that went through the haunting, and that is what the movie and the A Haunting episode is based on. So she'll be on for the first hour. And then on the second hour, it's going to be strange and supernatural stories featuring myself and himself, Nate. So
those supernatural stories will most likely be provided by cultofweird.com. Great website. Check them out. I occasionally write a piece for them. They're good friends of the show, and they were recently featured on At Midnight, the Comedy Central show, a couple weeks ago.
That was very cool.
Yep.
And Nate, what about you? What do you got going on? This is your time to promote your stuff. Of course.
Well, the same stuff I have going on always, because I'm very slow moving in my projects. Downtown West Bend Ghost Walk. Next one is the 31st, this upcoming Saturday, and they're going pretty much every week through October, through Halloween. If anybody's near the Milwaukee area, come check it out. $10 a person. Working on a book, about to start the second draft of Goatman, Flesh or Folklore. If you're interested in crazy cryptozoology stuff, not crazy cryptozoology, but crazy and cryptozoology stuff, because this Goatman stuff gets pretty heavy at times. Go to Goatman, facebook.com/Goatman book. And that's where
you're looking at me like I'd know.
I'm hoping you would know. Cause I never type the little address. I just go there magically.
Nice.
Since I'm moderator. So yes, that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you, Mike?
Well, I'm pregnant with my third child.
Again?
And, again. Yeah, I don't know who the father is. That son of a...
Oh, thank goodness.
Nothing's really going on with me. You can find us at the Paranormal Investigation and Research Society, PIRS. That is on Facebook. You can also find our show. We have a page on Facebook as well called The Strange Side with Mike and Nate. Not Nike and Mate, but Mike and Nate. And what else? I don't have anything else, Nate. I lead a boring life.
What do we do?
I'm thinking of a number between 1.
5.
1 and 6,000.
Was it 5?
Damn it. Got it right. Let me just tell you who some of the guests are coming up. Like we said, next week, Carmen Reed. And then the following week, Janice Tremar and June Matthews, two authors of paranormal books that are coming up. And they might be released by then. I'm not sure. I'd have to check with the publisher on that. Allison Jorlin will be on the week after that, which will be the 17th of June.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, she's from the Milwaukee Ghost Tours.
Yep, working on a book, too.
And the week after that, Nate?
Sean Whitley.
The man who is behind, what is it now?
Southern Fried Bigfoot.
Southern Fried
Amazing
Bigfoot.
Documentary. I don't know if it's still airing, but it was coming on about twice a week on Destination America a while back. Otherwise, you can grab that off Amazon.com.
Awesome. And we also have coming down the pike, Jerry Dean will be on, Gypsy Moon will be on, and Linda Godfrey will be on our show. Thanks again to Laura Redmond from Ghost Head Soup for coming on tonight. Thanks for everybody who listened. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. We'll do this again next week. This is Mike and
Nate
from The Strange Side. We will talk to you guys next week. You guys have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
This is a production of the Z Talk Radio Network.